Those will have the potential to become severe. 70s again Wednesday with daytime and even early evening storms before they move out. Cold front arrives Wednesday night. 50s in the morning Thursday, followed by a sunny sky. Well, Sanji, WGSO. Crescent City Stamp Club, February 21st at the Double Tree by Hilton, 2150 Veterans Boulevard, Kenner. Free parking, free admission, free appraisals. Click ccscno.org. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess a rudimentary.
You recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Monday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Rude, it's good to have you back, bud.
Good to be back, buddy. How's how you been?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. Had to wing it on my own a couple days, but made it through. So all good. And had an okay weekend. How about you?
Yeah, it was good. Watched some pretty interesting games, including the Pels, man, doing the Suns dirty twice.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool, man. So
yeah, it was a good weekend. I of course watched the basketball games, and we can dive into that a little deeper in just a little bit. But ended up smoking a roast on Saturday, and did some smoked mac and cheese also, which was delicious, and just hung out, man. It was a nice day Saturday. It was like 82, something like that, nice and sunny, and yesterday it rained all day, so.
No figure.
We're supposed to have 70s, high 70s and 80s all week until Thursday, I think, and then it's supposed to rain, and then we're going to actually start getting, well, not the kind of winter weather that you're used to, but winter for us, it'll be, I think, on Saturday or Sunday, it's like high of 48, so.
Yeah, it's gotta get a little chilly down there for Santa to show up.
Yeah, he won't make it if it's too warm. So
yeah.
But I need for it to get at least a little bit cooler before I make my way up there, because I don't want to go from 80 to 20.
I hear you, man. That'll be as shocking as a one of those parlays we've been getting beat up on. So
yeah. Well, I did both the ones I did for the weekend. I did on the Pels games, and Friday night I did a 13 leg parlay, and I got 11 out of 13. Both of them came up. I lost because of the two legs were on Trey Murphy. Needed him to make 3 3-pointers and have 15 points, and he had 1 3-pointer and 3 points.
Mm.
Yeah.
God, man.
That was tough.
Yeah, it is.
He'd been playing so well, like, you know, he'd at least have like 17, like, and most of the time he's been scoring over 20, like during this run of their 7 wins in a row. But mm-hmm. You know, as soon as I put a bet on it, that's when I changed his luck. Unfortunately, I'll take the blame.
Yeah, man, that sucks when you have a parlay that long,
mm-hmm.
and it comes up short like that with somebody that, you know, should have performed, but, you know, had an off night. But I got it. I get you, man. It's a bad deal.
Did you,
to say the least.
Did you put together anything over the weekend?
No, man, I actually haven't in about a week, really. I just haven't had the time. I've been doing this and that and haven't really had a chance to think about a parlay. And I mean, yeah, you could throw one down in 2 minutes, you know, but I kind of want to actually win one.
Right.
So you never know. Maybe just doing a quick pick like you can in lottery or something. I don't know. Maybe that would be a better, but no, I haven't had the time to think about it. So I want to, you know, get back on the horse this week and maybe do something for the NFL or some college basketball. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I haven't done any college basketball since the March Madness. I've kind of just given up on doing NFL this year because I haven't won any of them that I've done all year long. Not one.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because we both, you know what's going on in the NFL, and you think you could string something together, but nope. I think I've only won maybe one or two, if that. So,
yeah, it's tough, and it's been a tough year. We've talked a lot about everything. You know, it's just so hard to pick winners, and nothing has really went the way. And truthfully, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. Man, I don't know how many times where, like, doing a single game parlay, like betting on quarterback yards, I don't know how many times that they've actually went over. You know,
yeah.
What the line is. Like, it seems like it's been.
They put the line pretty high, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one. I mean, it seems like they really have to just go off and have a mm-hmm. flawless game to surpass that. But yeah, I agree with you, man. It's not easy. It's not easy being cheesy, man. That's for sure.
No. And I did end up, because I've seen so much stuff. I don't know how much you've been on TikTok lately, but damn near everything you see is mostly chicks doing an imitation of this dance from, which I thought it was a movie on Netflix, and I started to watch it yesterday. It's not. It's a 8-episode deal called Wednesday, about Wednesday. You know, it's Wednesday Addams.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, well, Tim Burton did it, so I might want to check it out. It might be all right. Which I only watched one episode because I'm like, I'm not going down the rabbit hole at 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening and watch, you know, 4 or 5 1-hour episodes. I just can't. So I watched the first episode, and it was all right. It was cool. I think your girls would like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my youngest was talking about it. So let's see what she thinks about it. I was going to ask you though, man, question of the day. If you had $100,000 just sitting around waiting to be spent, would you put it on the New York Mets winning the World Series next year?
No. Nope.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Neither would I, buddy.
Because it doesn't seem to ever work out for them. You know, think about, like,
you see, man, all the money? You see money he put down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, on paper, they look great. But they always seemed like they always look good on paper, and they never pull it off. Like, remember how good that lineup was in 2006 when they came, you know, when the Cardinals played them in the NLCS?
Yeah, I was just getting ready to mention that. That team right there is probably one of the best teams in baseball, or you can compare it to any team that the Mets have ever had. That team was unstoppable, man. And God bless the Cardinals for getting past them, but they didn't want to lose that game. I mean, they kept doing that catch that what Chavez made to rob Scott, was that Rowland? Yeah. I mean, come on.
That team was absolutely stacked, and you know, probably even more so now than what they have now. And
I totally agree.
I don't know what the deal is with the Mets. I mean, at some point, of course, you know, every squirrel finds a nut, and it's going to happen at some point. But it just seems like the more they spend, it doesn't even help them win their own division.
Right. Yeah. I think the Braves are still a better team than them. And I got one more little bullet point on that. I don't think the Mets, their current roster, have a player with the elusiveness, not even in the same ballpark than from that 2006 team that Jose Reyes had. I mean, he had the speed. He could hit one out on you. Had a hell of an arm. Good fielder. He cried a lot though too. But he was a damn good ball player, man. And he was dangerous, big time.
He was. And Delgado at first base. And
yeah,
that was a good team for sure. I don't think that they're better. I don't think they're better than what the Mets are. I would still think the Mets are the team to beat, or not the Mets. I mean, the Braves, I think they're still the team to beat. I know the Phillies have thrown some cash around, but I don't know. The Braves just seem like, number one, they've got a lot of youth, and those guys are going to be there for a long time. They've done a good job of keeping everybody in house. And yeah. I just think overall, I think they're a better team.
Yeah, I do too. And Acuna, you know, I think he had an off year last year. So,
well, he's coming off injury too.
Yeah, he's killing the ball down in Venezuela. I've seen some videos. So that'll be an interesting division, man. That's going to be crazy.
Oh yeah, it's going to be just as tight as what the AL East is, I think too.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll talk some more about the Pels and the Suns. We'll talk a little bit of NBA, and we'll talk about the NFL and recap all of that, and we'll talk some more baseball too. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be right back. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
Oh, here she comes. She's a man. Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with Terrence Louisiana Jones. Come tomorrow, I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have any studio guests and we welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hall.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone, after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
American by birth and Southern by the grace of God means that everything
all right,
I do,
we're back
I do
with
it right.
Something to Say radio show, and we alluded to it in the first segment, but I want to really spend a little time on what happened this weekend with the Suns and the Pelicans, because Friday night, you know, the Suns came out and they stuck to their normal game plan, and that's just throwing up a bunch of threes, you know, and the Pels did what they normally do, and they go with the points in the paint. Well, it ended up being Pels took the game 128-117. But the big news that came out of that, and I sent the video to you also, was when the game was pretty much over, there was, what, 4 seconds left, 5 seconds left?
Yeah.
Zion was down on their own end of the court by himself, so they threw it to him, and then he did a 360 windmill dunk with no time left, which then promptly got everybody up in arms, and, you know, words were exchanged and a little scuffling. But I liked it. It might not have been what, you know, is the norm, and it's okay, you know, like the being a gracious winner, I guess, but I liked it. I think it proved a point.
Yeah, I liked it too. And what is the norm anymore, really, dude?
You're right.
Is there one?
No, I don't think so. I mean, my God, you know, 20 years ago, somebody doing a bat flip, they'd have got their head taken off their next to bat. So.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so, man. I think now here's where what's important about it, though. They did that Friday night, and then they came out and got beat on Sunday, it'd have been a really bad look. But the fact that they did that, and then they stuck by it in the post game interviews and everything, you know, they came back on Sunday and did exactly what they needed to do. And if they had gotten beat, I think it'd have been really, they'd have looked silly. But No, they showed up, and I believe now I was even. I hope you're sitting down, because even Stephen A. Smith, who, by the way, was, I believe, fibbing just a little bit, but he's on board with them that they're the team to beat. The West goes through New Orleans, and that he's been saying this the whole time. That's not true. Yeah. Not true at all.
Yeah. I've grown to like him, actually. You know, especially with, you know, everything that's going on. I don't want to get into any, you know, politics or nothing like that, but everything he usually says makes sense to me. As far as, you know, the sports team, I know he's a Steelers fan, and it hurts him to see them in their rebuilding mode. But yeah, he's all right. I could see where some people can. He's got a mouth. I mean, that's what he's getting paid to do, though. But
I don't think it's what he says; it's just how he says it and the theatrics. Yeah. The theatrics I could do without, but
yeah,
there's a lot of things that he says that made sense. But I'll be honest with you, he was not all on the Saints bandwagon at the beginning, or Saints, I'm sorry, Pelicans bandwagon at the beginning of the year. But hey, the way I look at it is, you know, all are welcome, and you want to jump on now, go ahead.
Yep, he had a change of heart.
yeah. Well, and I'll tell you something else that kind of got. It didn't make it to the media, but I saw the video yesterday that when all that happened with Zion making that dunk at the end of the game, Chris Paul, who is a humongous baby, and I'm so tired of looking at him. However, as what really started between Jose Alvarado and him was that when he ran past Alvarado, like towards Zion, he elbowed Alvarado in the ribs. So, of course, he took exception to it. And then, you know, it just escalated from there. But nobody wants to talk about that part of it, you know?
No, because that wasn't as electric as that 360 sender to the locker room, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like, man, from what I've been watching over the last few weeks, like it seems like, and he's only going to get better, but it seems like it's just been Zion's, just him having fun, number one, and his, it's like his coming out party. Like, it's just like it's all coming together at one time.
Yeah, kind of like Zion's Playhouse.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
There's really nothing anybody can do to stop him. Like, they've tried. I watch it every night, and they tried to get everybody and build a wall to keep him from getting to the basket. That doesn't help, you know, or they'll switch up players on him and it doesn't help. Or if, when they do that, then he's smart enough and he's got good enough vision that he's getting everybody else involved too. So you can't really double team him all the time. So it's a humongous problem for the rest of the league. And man, when they do get healthy, gosh, I don't know how good these guys can be.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of like a bulked up Tim Duncan. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but it's, you know, Tim Duncan was a stud, and he could take over a game too, you know, and that's kind of who he reminds me of. But
I could see that with, you know, he's got for being as big and strong as what he is, he's got incredible touch around the basket. And I think it's exciting. They got two games this week with the Jazz, and then back to playing the Suns that'll be the last game between them. So good, another good week of basketball. So that's something to look forward to. But we need to take a break, get some news, and we'll be right back after this.
Where do I take this pain of mine?
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram.
Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM.
This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. There was a fatal shooting at the courthouse in Franklin this morning. St. Mary Parish Sheriff's Office spokesperson David Spencer says it happened inside a courtroom just before 9 a.m. and state police is handling the investigation.
They will be bringing forth information from this point on. As soon as they're here, we'll coordinate to get you some more information.
Our affiliate KQKI reports there was a struggle in the courtroom between a deputy and a person in custody, and the individual who struggled with the officer was fatally shot. Republican Tom Arsenault defeated Democrat Greg Tarver in Saturday's Shreveport mayoral runoff election. LSU Shreveport political science professor Jeffrey Sadow says Arsenault's win over Tarver, a black Democrat, is considered an upset since 57% of the city's residents are black. But Sadow says Tarver has a lot of detractors.
Tarver's been controversial, either his friend or his enemy in local politics. I think there are just maybe too many enemies.
LRN.
Christmas is a special but busy time for Louisiana families. Our goal is to help them save time for enjoying the company of other loved ones. The Incredible Edible Egg makes the most of the holiday season by offering tasty recipes sure to delight. Visit laegg.com for time-saving recipes, ideas, and tips on the versatility of eggs. This message is brought to you by the Louisiana Egg Commission. I'm Commissioner Mike Strain, reminding you to include the Incredible Edible Egg at your Christmas table.
It's a little light of mine.
Look around Louisiana. What do you see? Litter. It's harmful, ugly, illegal, and it's everywhere. It's stealing our pride, our beauty, our shine, and your tax dollars. Governor Edwards and Lieutenant Governor Nungesser ask you to join them in keeping litter out of our state once and for all.
Louisiana, it's time to put the paradise
back in our sportsman's paradise.
Visit letlouisianashine.org
to keep Louisiana beautiful.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to CoolCaraffe.com to see the video. CoolCaraffe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at CoolCaraffe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. CoolCaraffe.com is a Louisiana company. CoolCaraffe.com.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
City's burning, sinking ships in the
Good news this week. There was no, the Saints didn't lose. That's because they didn't play. So they had the bye this week. But week 14 of the NFL, what game stands out to you from this week, Bud?
Man, I was pretty impressed with old Brock Purdy's performance against the Bucks.
I'm with you, dude.
I'm just coming in, you know.
Wow.
He got the job done, and I hope Debo Samuel's injury isn't very serious. I know he got taken off the field, and he was pretty upset, so that's not good. I mean, I hate to see that with him, because that dude is fire, man. I mean, he could change a game, snap of a finger, man. So.
And Brock Purdy was 16 of 21 with 185 yards passing and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. No, that's something else.
Old Brady, he was I don't even know if I need to say anything other than this. He was 34 of 55. If you have to throw the ball 55 times, you're not winning any games.
Yeah, and I don't know how he's doing it. He's
he must have a bionic arm at this point.
Yeah, or he's in the Deshaun Watson arm massage club, because that's something, man. That many attempts, and I mean, he also got like throat punched and throat choke slammed that game too by one of their linebackers, I believe. So yeah, something else, man. It was a pretty good weekend. I was hoping the Steelers could sneak one in on the Ravens, but they didn't. That's okay. And the Eagles put on another clinic against the Giants. So
yeah, and as much as I, you know, they won 48-22 against the Giants, and as much as I don't understand it, and I think you're with me on this. I don't know how they continue to do this week in and week out, but I mean, here they are. They're 12-1 now. So you have to buy into it, right?
Mm-hmm. They're forcing you to, really.
Yeah, I don't, for the life of me, I don't get how they're playing that well.
Yeah, and I got one that maybe tops that. I got a team that's the opposite. You look at them and you say, how are they playing that bad? And that's the Minnesota Vikings. Wow, I mean, get rid of Cousins, for crying out loud. I wouldn't let him put that helmet on one more time. And hey, the Lions.
Yeah.
Man, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with the future, because they got a lot of heart, man. And
they really do.
Good for them.
I didn't bet on any, like I said, any games this week, and I didn't parlay the games or anything, but that was the game Friday I picked as the upset of the week. Lions in Detroit. The way that Dan Campbell has those guys playing, man, you're right. They're just a couple of players away, and they're going to be a big-time problem for a lot of people.
Yeah. I know their receiving core is really good. I mean, making things happen after the catch. Jared Goff, he's not a bad quarterback. He's not the best in the league, but can he get just to a Super Bowl and win it? I believe so. He's better than a Joe Flacco or a Trent Dilfer by a lot, in my eyes. So,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, they don't have any problem putting points up, for sure. And if they get that defense locked down a little bit, I'm sure they'll get a decent. I mean, they're 6-7 right now, and they still have an opportunity to make the playoffs, I think. So
I wouldn't want to play them.
No, it has upset written all over it, and especially if a team like that gets in, and then, you know, everybody starts with a brand new record. That's going to, that mindset that Dan Campbell will have those guys in, it's going to be, you're not going to want to deal with them. Even the Eagles, I don't know if they're going to want to deal with them, but yeah. And how about the Cowboys just eking one out against the Texans?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, man. I am not Dak Prescott. I'm not sold on that guy, man. I think
he's one of the most overrated quarterbacks, if not the most overrated quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. And I mean, that's it, I think. He got a lot of scrutiny too for his play. So, you know, it's the Cowboys too. I mean,
I saw it might have been ESPN yesterday morning. I was watching one of like the pregame shows for NFL Sunday, and they were talking about somebody. I don't know. I wish I would remember who it was. Somebody on one of those shows said, "It's not the NFL playoffs if the Cowboys aren't involved." What?
Yeah. Has this person been in a coma since the 90s?
Apparently so.
I mean, you could probably say that back in the 90s, but
I think they're still right. They do. Their fans still do. That stupid America's Team thing, they've been riding that forever. And it's not the case anymore. You know, it might have been at one point, but it's definitely not anymore. There's too much other things going on. And Jaguars knocked off the Titans this weekend, which I kind of saw that one coming too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that Titans team, man. I mean, when you got a running back like Henry, you know, feed him the ball.
I think with them, Tannehill, I think it's striking midnight and he's turning back into a pumpkin, because they got far more out of that guy than I ever would have expected.
Yeah, I agree with you there. He's made some good. He's made a lot of positive plays for him in their successful years that they've had. You know, so maybe it's all coming to an end, and you know they're going to need a quarterback, because I don't think their backup, they got Malik Willis, is that who it is? Maybe.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if he's going to be able to do it in the NFL, but we'll see.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, and there's another case too. I don't know if learning underneath, for a guy like Malik Willis, I don't know if learning underneath Ryan Tannehill is going to benefit him at all. You know what I mean? I guess in some regards, that, because the only thing you can, Tannehill is, I mean, I guess he's not anything special for sure, but he's not anything really more than a game manager, and I don't know how much of a game manager he is, because you got to have a good defense to be a game manager. And it just doesn't, like I said, I think he played way over his pay grade for a couple of years. And I think it's all going away now.
Yeah. And you could kind of say the same for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, man, that's the worst. That's probably going to end up being the worst trade in NFL history.
Yeah. It's amazing how he hasn't been able to pull it together, man. It's something else.
Well, yeah, they sit at 3-10, and what's worse for them is that they don't have a first round draft pick, so the Seahawks have to be loving it.
Yeah, Seahawks got to be loving that. And I've seen on social media a lot of the Broncos faithful are, you know, proud. Oh, they're so proud of their play yesterday, how they fought KC so hard, you know.
Yeah,
give me a break, man.
30-20, or let's see, what was it, 34-28.
Yeah.
But didn't Russell Wilson go out in the second quarter?
Yeah, he got destroyed.
Yeah, he definitely has a concussion, but from what I saw, he got knocked out.
Yeah, he looks like I probably can't say what I want to say, but it would have been funny, put it that way, what would have come out of my mouth. But he got beat up pretty bad, man. They did a close up, and his eyes, he was like, woo.
His eyes rolled around his head like a slot machine.
Yeah.
With little Tweety birds above his head.
Yeah, he got rocked, man.
Well, you know, and the fact that they came back and they stayed in the game without him, and actually played way better in the second half than they did the first half. I don't know. I mean, that's, we've talked about it, but what the hell do you do with that guy? Like, you can't pay him that kind of money to be a backup, and you can't trade him because nobody's going to take that contract being 1 year into $235 million or $238 million?
Yeah.
And I'm sure, let me see, I'm sure a ton of that is guaranteed.
You would think, man. I don't know how it wouldn't be. Because
okay, so he signed for $245 through 2028. Let's see. It doesn't say how much. Half of it's guaranteed. 124 of it's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So one way or the other, he's going to have to get it.
Yeah.
The only thing you could hope for is, but who's, again, who's going to take him? Even if you, even if he restructured that deal, number one, you'd have to stretch that out probably another 4 or 5 years to make it manageable. Because his average, the average annual for that contract is just a little under $49 million a year. That's huge, man. That's at, that's almost a, that's over a, I think over a third, or no, it's over 25% of what the salary cap is. So
yeah. Yeah, he's got him, man. He's got him in a rock between a hard, you know, hard place for sure. And like you said, nobody's gonna want that. If he's playing like that and he goes out for some other team and he's praying on the 50-yard line before the game, acting like he's a bird or whatever that thing he does, man, he's gonna get pretzels, popcorn. Well, popcorn probably wouldn't make it to him, but I mean,
yeah,
they'd be throwing things at him, man. And I mean, who would have seen this coming, really? I mean,
I didn't. I don't know what's happened to him, because I used to like him. I used to think he was a really good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he got the job done in Seattle. And I mean, maybe his last couple years in Seattle weren't the greatest, but he was not nothing near what he's like now. I mean, it's shocking, dude.
Maybe he's got some post-concussion problems, you know? I mean, like, they didn't have an offensive line in Seattle for him.
Right.
That's why he had to run for his life all the time. But, you know, maybe he's got some issues from it, because I'm actually looking at his stats right now. His QBR is at 37.3. He's completed 60% of his passes, and he's got 11 touchdowns up against 6 interceptions. That's awful. Terrible. Yeah. Garbage.
Yeah, it is. And he's in a city where quarterback play is looked at pretty hard.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So. And I don't know. And I've also heard some things too about Aaron Rodgers is wanting out of Green Bay. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But there again, you know, just signing that big contract, who's going to take that on? And is somebody going to be willing to give up what it's going to take to give up to bring him in?
Yeah, man, I think I'd stay away from that one. He's turned into a little bit of a head case. I kind of thought it'd be a good deal for, you know, Pittsburgh to pick him up this season, but man, I'm glad they didn't, because I know him and Coach Tomlin, they got a good respect for one another. But yeah, they would have had to give a king's ransom for him, and I think they're fine where they're at. If Pickett don't do it, they'll find somebody else too. But
For sure,
that's how it goes.
Yep. And of course, real quick before we have to go to break, but the biggest rumors around here in New Orleans was, of course, that there's nobody surprised that Coach Payton's wanting, you know, he's starting to talk about coming back to coaching next year. And, you know, he's living in LA right now because working for Fox. But the three teams that he's talking about is the Chargers, the Rams, and the Saints. So I would love for him to come back for, to be the coach of the Saints. I think probably the most likely is probably the Chargers. I don't believe the Rams. Number one, I don't think they're going to get rid of McVay. And number two, one of the things that I think that's important for Peyton is to have a good relationship with the owner. And I don't think he's going to help. He's going to enjoy being around Kroenke.
Who would? My guy's a joker, man.
Yep. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. But all right, let's take a break and we'll come back. We'll wrap things up, talk a little baseball, and we'll get out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6000.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Show, and we only got a couple of minutes before we need to get out of here, but wanted to touch base on the Hot Stove League and some of the things that are going on around baseball this weekend. I guess the two biggest ones would be Brandon Nimmo re-signing with the Mets for 8 years, $162 million. And, I mean, I don't know how you feel about him, but that kind of surprises me. I didn't really see him as that kind of money.
Yeah, it looks like he got overpaid to stay put. Yeah, man. The times, it's you can't explain it because so much craziness is going on with the spending.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I don't understand it with Philly, the Mets, especially the taxes these teams got to pay for going over is astronomical, man. And that's the hot topic, man, basically everywhere.
Yeah. And the Mets also signed Kode Senga, who had been playing in, was it Japan or was it Korea?
Yeah. Could have been Bangkok. I don't know. But, you know, he got
$75 million.
He got paid.
I mean, they gave 86 to Verlander, 75 to this guy, 162 to Nimmo. It's an awful lot, man. And I don't know, you know, and Verlander probably is going to have another good year, I would think. But that's the real question mark in that whole situation with them. Is Father Time going to catch him this year or is it going to be next year?
You never know. But you know what I'd like before we have to get out of here? I would like to see the first impression of all these players when they get to meet Verlander's wife. If they could just put a camera on their face and just watch where their eyeballs go. I think that'd be hilarious, dude.
Well, Pete Alonso, he'll be in the back just meditating on the home run derby, so you don't have to worry about him.
Yeah, he'll be deadlifting in there. He doesn't have time for any of that.
No, not at all. But you know, still the big the biggest players out there still Dansby Swanson and Correa, but sounds like the Twins have put out a big offer for Correa to come back. So
yeah, and I'm hearing Dansby Swanson maybe getting pushed hard to go out west to reunite with his boy old Freddie Freeman. So
I read that too.
So, we'll see.
Yep. If you know, Carlos Rondon, I don't foresee him to go to the Mets now with what they've been doing, but maybe that mystery team, the Cardinals, might pick him up. So you never know.
Wouldn't that be grand?
That'd be pretty awesome. All right, dude, we got to get out of here. So I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Yep. And until tomorrow, we're just going to play.
Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.